You know, it's also the first time as tonight people that we will have an actual place that is physically there, an office. When we were removed from our territory, we didn't have offices. We didn't have those things. And it's a beautiful thing to see something correct itself.
That was a clip from Shelley Boyd's opening speech at the celebratory event for the new Sinaiaxt Confederacy office in Nelson. Boyd, a Sinaiaxt woman, is the Arrow Lakes facilitator for the Confederated Tribes of the Colville Reservation in Washington State. She opened the ceremony with a passionate speech about Sinaiaxt history, reconciliation, and the importance of traditional lands. The Sinaiaxt were the original indigenous people of the Columbia Basin. They were forced south to Washington by European immigration during the late 19th and early 20th century. Most Sinaiaxt continue to live in Washington today. The Canadian government officially declared the Sinaiaxt extinct in 1956 under the provisions of the Indian Act. In April of 2021, the Supreme Court of Canada officially granted the Sinaiaxt rights as an Aboriginal people of Canada, ruling in favor of a Colville tribe member, Rick de Sattel, who was charged with hunting without a license, killing a cow elk in the Arrow Lakes area. After over 100 years, the Sinaiaxt now have the right to hunt and fish in their ancestral territory, and with their new office, they'll be able to work with government on fish and wildlife issues. Sydney Marchand, the Secretaries and Fisheries Chair for the Colville Confederated Tribes, spoke to the importance of the new office.
I think that's very important. We're doing a lot of work down in the U.S. to get these salmon back, and we want that to reach up into Canada. So we're hoping that we can work with government and private entities up here, because as a people, our lands and things on the land, fish, wildlife, trees, fire suppression, things like that are very important to us. So we're hoping that we're able to come up and offer some of our expertise.
On top of opening their new office, the Sinaiaxt also signed a memorandum of understanding with the Nelson Museum. Marchand says this will allow them to preserve their history.
We have a place where we can tell our story, where we can store our artifacts, where we can preserve our history and not lose track of that. And we're very grateful to Nelson Museum for allowing that to happen through this MOU.
More than 100 people attended the event at the Nelson Museum on Wednesday, though not everybody was there in support. Members of the Autonomous Sinaiaxt, a group of Sinaiaxt who reject the authority of government, including governance from the Colville Confederated Tribes, gathered outside the Nelson Museum in protest.
Autonomy, not Confederacy! Autonomy, not Confederacy! Autonomy, not Confederacy! Autonomy, not Confederacy!
Reporting in Nelson, Scott Onishchuk, KCR News.